I want you right now to ask yourself a very direct question. What makes you stand out? If I met you, what could you say that would make me be like, holy shit, who is this individual and how do I get them to become a little bit more a part of my life?
Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from, where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast with myself, Trevor Cowley. Hope you guys are kicking ass, and if not, identify why and take action on it. If you guys are interested in surrounding yourself with high-level people, individuals that are looking to do better, be better, and just have an overall better life, better business, better mental health, better finances, go to joinrbo.com and you could fill out an application and we'll have somebody reach out to you and interview you to see if you're a potential fit for what we're trying to build there. So this week, I want to share a story with you that I believe pertains to a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs, somebody that really wants to see success that feels like that they're stuck. You know, this individual had been in business for, you know, 6 years. He was at the helm. His responsibility is to grow an organization. And it just seems like the people that he does business with are the people that he does business with, where this individual isn't growing the business in a way where he feels like he's bringing value to that organization. And so he asked me a very direct question. I gave him a very direct answer. You could tell he was kind of taken back by it, but I want to be very direct with you guys, the listeners, individuals that I love and that I care about, because if I'm not direct with you, then, you know, you might not get shaken up enough to make a change. And the result that you're currently experiencing might stay the result that you experience forever, which I don't want, because part of happiness and part of being at peace and having fulfillment in your life is seeing progress. Right? The worst part about living a life that is very predictable is just that. There's nothing new. There's nothing exciting. When you were young and you were growing up, there was these timelines that you were looking forward to in your life. You know, I can't wait till I turn 13 and I'm a teenager. I can't wait till I'm 16 and get my driver's license. Well, I'm 18 and I'm an adult, 21 and I can have a drink or, you know, depending on who, you know, graduate high school or go to college or graduate college or get my first job or buy my first car or buy my first. There's so many of these changes that happen within the first, you know, 25% of our life. And then after that, people really settle in and not a whole lot changes. And then they live in the same misery every single day. And even if their life is a good life, living the same one over and over is miserable, okay? Because it's way too predictable. So we have to put ourselves in situations where we are blossoming and we are growing in one way or another. Whether you're watching your finances grow, whether you're watching your mental health change, or whether you're watching your body physically change, your relationships change, you have to be able to identify something in your life that's growing and evolving, or else my guess is you're sitting in a low state right now, wondering what the hell you need to do in order to make a change so that you don't have to feel and live the way that you currently live, right? And so this is an individual that I met at an event probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. He's going to listen to this podcast because I introduced him to it. And so I'm not going to say his name, but I believe that this is something that needs to be said and needs to be said to many people. You need to understand that your personality is what creates your personal reality. People that are of high energy usually have a high frequency life. People of high energy usually attracts people into their life that are of high energy and high frequency as well. You know, the individuals that are very quiet, in their shell, very calm, these people aren't people that are a glowing personality that attracts people to it, right? So there's a light for bugs. They want to be around it, right? And I'm not saying to go out there and zap people, but you have to shine your light in a way that makes people want to be, you have to be an attractive character. And so the question that I have for you is, what makes you an attractive character? What makes people want to be around you? What makes people want to do business with you? You know, everybody says, oh man, I want high level friends. It's success is about the five people you surround yourself. Why do people want to surround themselves with you? What makes high level people want to invite you into their circle so that you have the opportunity to level up and be around new information? It's scientifically proven that when two frequencies of the same magnitude meet, boom, it shoots up way higher than just double. Shoots through the roof. It's almost like when two horses or mules come together, they can pull almost three times the weight, not double the weight, three times the weight. Because when you put two things together that's vibrating at a high frequency, the frequency just increases. Two things together that are powerful, the power increases. And so you want to become an individual that people want to be around and people that are operating at a level that you're maybe not operating at, but you have to become an individual that piques their interest. So this kid comes up to me, great dude. So if you're listening to this, have nothing but love and respect for you. And if I didn't, I wouldn't have given you the answer that I gave you. And so at that event, he was announcing speakers for next year and said, Trevor Cowley is going to be speaking next year. And he looks to me and says, is that okay? And I said, I'd be honored. So this kid in the hallway goes, how were you asked to speak? And I said, I didn't ask for that. And he said, well, I've sent a message to this individual, the guy that was hosting the event, four or five times asking if I can have 10 minutes of time, and he's being ghosted. He says, what can I do to move the needle in my organization? And I said, do you want the real answer? And he said, yeah. I said, I'm telling you right now, when people come to events like this, and there's 100 people or 120 people in one room that all paid, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to be here, these individuals aren't going to remember all 100 people. Every single one of these individuals that leaves this event will remember probably 4 to 5 new people that they met there. I said, your problem is you're not going to be one of those 4 or 5 in any of the 100 people that are attending this event. And the reason being is because you're easily forgettable. And he kind of was taken back by that. I'm telling you right now, the majority of people aren't doing anything great with their life, which makes them blend in. They're easily forgettable. You could have the most purest intentions. You could have the best heart. You could be kind. You could be generous. But that doesn't leave an impression on people. So I flat out said to him, what is a trait that you admire about somebody else? He says, well, if they're kind, generous. And I said, well, wouldn't you have to kind of get to know somebody to know that they're kind and generous? I said, just somebody that you don't even know, like what draws you into an individual? He's like, oh, I'm trying here. I'm trying to give you the right answer. Very soft and kind of, you know, meandering around with his words, trying to figure out what I wanted to hear, rather than thinking about the question. Now, there's people that you follow on social media that are what's called an attractive character. They have certain traits that draw you in, that make you interested in that individual. It could be how they speak. It could be the energy they bring. It could be the amount of miles that they run. It could be the amount of weight that they lift. It could be the consistency in which they have routines. It could be their financial success. Something about the people that you follow make you follow them. So what are the traits that make you follow the people that you follow? And the reason why I ask you guys that question is because what could you do to start adopting some of these traits so that you could start becoming more an attractive character and attract the type of things that you want into your life and other high frequency people that are operating on a level that you want to be operating on? The individual that invited me to speak at his event next January, because it's an annual retreat, again, out of the blue, I'm going to have Trevor speak. And I said, just so that you understand, when I met this individual, I was over 600 and something days into doing two-a-days every single day. I said, you're so easily forgettable that you're sitting there trying to get in front of somebody, but you haven't made an impression. You're not an attractive character. Why would somebody want to put you in front of 100 people that paid to be there if you're not an attractive character and you're easily forgettable? I said, my guess is that's why the organization that you operate has peaked and hit a ceiling with you at the helm, because you're easily forgettable. If individuals want to do business with somebody and they have the option to do business with you, or somebody that is an attractive character that has traits that they admire or respect, who do you think they're going to want to do business with? The quiet, shy, calm, reserved, easily forgettable person, or an individual that's energetic, that's different, that's unique, that's consistent, that attracts other high power people or high frequency people into their life? If you're not doing anything that somebody else could look at and say, wow, I want to be like that individual, you probably don't have results in your life that make other people say, wow, I want to be like that individual, or wow, I want to do business with that individual. And this was very difficult for him to hear. And I said, when I met this individual, I was over 600 and something days into doing two-a-days every single day. I said, did I know that I was going to meet him 600 and something days into this? I said, no, I didn't. I said, I started doing things that separated me from the common person or the average person. Things that would make other people scratch their head. Things that would make people want to get inside of my mind and wonder how I tick. Who else does that? Why does he do that? How is he so consistent? Where did he get his discipline? These are questions that are going to pop up naturally in people's mind when they start understanding how I live my life. And so how are you living your life in a way that's congruent with the result that you want, with the type of people that you want to hang out with? I said, you haven't progressed at all as an individual in 6 years of you operating this organization. And what the hell makes you think that the organization is going to advance when you're the one at the helm? I said, the business isn't the problem. The organization isn't the problem. You being at the helm, staying the same, is the problem. This got his wheels turning. Guys, the most difficult things to hear are also some of the things that have the ability to shift us, be those life-altering, those changes that can completely redirect us to a whole new path. Just because it was difficult for him to hear doesn't mean it wasn't the right thing for him to hear. Just because it's hard to hear doesn't mean that we should go easy on people that ask us very direct questions. So I want you right now to ask yourself a very direct question. What makes you stand out? If I met you, what could you say is, hey, my name is, this is who I am, this is what I do, this is my values, this is what I do every single day, these are my disciplines, that would make me be like, holy shit, who is this individual and how do I get them to become a little bit more a part of my life? And if you can't answer that question, then that's a problem. I would guess that part of the reason why you're stagnant is because you're stagnant. If you're the leader in your home, but you're not growing, if you're the leader in your organization, but you're not growing, if you're the leader of your life and you're not growing, no wonder why you feel the way that you feel. Your personality creates your personal reality. I have a personality that does not accept mediocre as a normal. So if you have a standard that accepts average or mediocre in many areas of your life, guess what? It's a disease. It starts out as an infection and ends up as a disease. And what I mean by that, an infection starts in one area. When you neglect or allow average or mediocre to, you know, seep in one area of your life, it could be just your health. It turns into a disease and affects everything else in your life. We can't pick and choose areas of our life that we say, oh, we're going to have a high standard here, low standard here, medium standard here. Like, we are who we are. So if you have average results or mediocre health or mediocre mental health, mediocre finances, it's because you're mediocre. You are the individual at the helm of your life. You're probably easily forgettable. You're not attracting the right people into your life, and you're not doing anything that stands out. And if that's the case and that hits home for you, what are you going to do next? How are you going to change that? So in 5 years, right now, you could prepare yourself for an opportunity in 5 years. So when you come across somebody like I did 600 and something days later into my two-a-days, that preparation met that opportunity where this individual is friends with many high-level people. So how am I going to be somebody that's not easily forgotten when he already knows so many high-level people? I have to do things that even high-level people would scratch their head at. Become interesting. Become different. Become more consistent. Don't be easily forgettable. If you go to an event, your goal should be, if there's a room full of 100 people, to be in that group of 4 to 5 that is remembered by as many people as you possibly can. Ultimate goal would be being one of the 4 to 5 in all 100 people's hands. And with the way that I was called out in front of everybody to speak next year, guess what? My guess is I'm remembered by 70 to 80% of the people that were at that event because they're wondering, okay, who is this guy? Why did he get invited to speak? And why did I get invited to speak? Because I started doing things that were abnormal. And when I met this individual that surrounded himself with a bunch of high-level people, who himself is high-level, he scratched his head at some of the things that I do. And he wanted to say, you know what? I need this type of an individual. I need this type of energy. I need this type of consistency. I want to be around this type of discipline more often. And so me and him have become closer and closer and closer to the point of where I was at one of his events a couple weeks ago, and he asked me to be a speaker at next year's event. And it was an honor that he asked me. I was taken back by it, but at the end of the day, guys, it's so easy to blend in. And he was an individual that was just blending in that environment, wanting results so bad. And I said, let me ask you this. If this is an organization that you care about, and it was a nonprofit organization, which is difficult, right? This is the organization that he's responsible for, and he's been at the helm for 6 years. So the donors that he had for the last 6 years, I mean, they were the same donors year in, year out. He's not getting any new ones, right? And I said, well, what makes you an individual that makes people want to get to know you? And then once they get to know you, they're going to be like, oh, you're the guy that is in charge of this organization. Tell me a little bit more about that. So if you become an attractive character and people just want to get to know you by default, then they're going to want to get to know what you do and the organization that you're responsible for. The problem is you go directly to them with the organization that you're responsible for without them knowing you, being easily forgettable and not really an individual that stands out. Therefore, you look like you're somebody that's out there begging for money, professional beggar for an organization. And the organization was an organization that was absolutely outstanding and an amazing cause, helping children, get out of basically workforce slavery, right, in a third world country. So this individual was generous. He was kind. His heart's in the right place. He wants to do good in the world. So he needs to become an individual that makes people want to know who he is. So by default, that they want to get around him. And then when they get around him, they want to know everything that he's about. And then they can find out about the organization that he supports. I said, hell, even if you ran across the United States and you set up interviews with every little local radio station or news station, because they're all looking for things that they could report on. So you could be running across the United States and every little local market that has 9 o'clock news or the 10 o'clock news, they need feel-good stories. So they interview you during the day. Hey, what's your name? Why are you running across? Hey, I'm doing it because I want to raise awareness to this organization. So you're becoming someone unique and different and doing something that stands out, which does what? It brings awareness to this organization. And so the question is if you're stagnant in your life or your business, my guess is you're a stagnant individual that the majority of people just don't really care to be around. And if you want to change the results that you have, then you have to change something about yourself, because you are the individual that's responsible for your business, your life, your relationships, your leadership abilities, and the attractiveness that you bring to the world. Again, don't forget it, guys. Your personality creates your personal reality. Make sure you rate and review the show. We've seen a couple, handful of reviews come through. We appreciate it. It means the absolute world to us. If you're interested in becoming a part of the Real Business Owners community, go to joinrbo.com and see if you're one of us. It will require you to get on the phone with an individual. We want to get to know a little bit more about you, what you're about, what your goals are, how committed you are to really making a change before we put you in an environment that is of growth and around all the other people that we love and care about in our inner circle community. So hope you guys are doing well. And if not, do something about it. You guys have more power and more control than you realize. Keep kicking ass, and we'll see you guys next week.